Audrey?
Yeah, hi, is Idian?
Is this going?
Yeah, could you let him know it's Jeremiah from Cardiff?
From where?
Cardiff? Cardiff, as in Frank Frank.
Yeah, this is in regards to.
Last I spoke to him was about some equipment.
Equipment, and maybe you talk to me, I guess, probably.
No, I spoke with Eddie.
Well, I'm Eddie.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Eddie?
About that, I can talk to me.
Yeah, we spoke beginning of March. There wasn't a need at that time, but you told me just to circle back with you. So I'm just touching
Yeah.
base, see if you're looking to bring anything on or maybe replace something.
Well, we're still not in a need of any equipment replacement or anything, you know. I mean, not something that we have planned at the moment, I
Sure.
should say, you know. It's
Sure.
not, you know, the equipment that we have is not something that you normally, replace, like
Okay.
this.
Do you guys, maybe you guys are looking to add on?
To add on, well, right now we actually a little bit slower, so not right now. I mean, things can turn around. I had on a new equipment, I think it was like 3 years ago, for something new service that we start offering. I mean, that, I don't know, it may be, within the time we're gonna need to maybe offer a different service to our customers just to keep them doing more stuff in our facility,
Right, absolutely.
You follow what I'm saying? Because that's one of the
Absolutely.
things that, it could happen that that we needed to offer. That's one of the reasons why I start offering the embroidery, I mean direct to garment, because it was just the printing was I mean the embroidery. A lot of customers, sometimes they do embroidery. I said, listen, you know what? The embroidery is a little too expensive. They go with the printing, and then that's why we start doing printing as well.
I see.
But, I don't know if that will be the case, that within the next, 3 or 6 months, I'm going to have to, start offering something else just because customers are walking away because of, because that's what happened, when, if your budget is a little too tight, then instead of doing embroidery, you go into printing. And that's the reason why I got involved with the direct to garment,
I see. So, have you
But
had
at
a
the moment, it's not something that I'm,
Sure, I
ready to
understand.
make any changes or anything, not right now, I should say,
Okay. When do you think you guys will maybe you'll sit down and kind of, evaluate and see if it might be a good decision for your business? Are you would you, try to take advantage before the end of the year for tax purposes or
I mean, that's something that we always consider it. We always do that. I mean, just before the end of the year, we'll do something like that, with the company to handle my accounting. Then we'll go over certain things like, listen, we might need to do this or that, But as of right now, which is the beginning of June, there is nothing that we have or a plan that we have at the moment. That doesn't mean there will be a no. You never know. Sometimes
Right,
things change, and
absolutely.
you ended up working with a project that you might need to get a, even if it's not a, $100,000 equipment, maybe something, just a new equipment, but something
Exactly.
small. You follow what I'm saying? So there's not
Yeah.
a, it's a lot of stuff that, it goes along with the embroidery and printing. There is a another type of decorations that they just go hand to hand,
Right, absolutely. No, I totally understand.
But if you want to call again, like I told you before, I don't have a problem if you call, you can call
Yeah,
just to
great.
check,
Yeah, I'll
and I'm
circle
good with
back in
that.
a couple months. What's your email again, just so I can make sure I have the right
Info
one?
at imagerycorp.com.
Okay, perfect. I'll send you an email in case you need me for a project came up and you guys are looking at a machine. We'd love to be able to throw our hat in the ring with you guys and try to earn your business. Do you guys ever have a need to bring on any additional capital? Or is that just, are you guys cash flow wise good?
All depends. Sometimes we do need, sometimes we don't. All depends on, you know, how quick we get paid.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm talking short term. So, you know, if you're looking, you know, to get through 2-3 months, I mean, I do terms as short as 3 months. So if you just needed some capital, it starts off probably around 10 cents on the dollar and goes up for the capital. And the reason why, Eddie, is because it's unsecured. So you're not going to go through any hoops or jumps like you would at a bank. To get some money, basically, we get you an approval. I just deposit in your bank account, and then you pay us back. You know, so we are going to be a little.
10 cents on the dollar.
It starts off on 10 cents on the dollar. Right? So, and it's unsecured, so we don't hold anything as collateral. That's why it's a little bit more expensive than your traditional bank.
So let me just so this way I have a better idea. Because
sure.
Normally, when you go to a bank and you'll get a line of credit or something like that,
mm-hmm.
there is an interest, and you'll pay it if you use it, right?
Correct.
So how this works, let's say if let's just do a number. Let's say if I solicit, I need what's the minimum?
The minimum is whatever you need. Minimum is 10,000 actually. 10,000.
All right. Yeah. That's what I was asking, because I know there are some banks there. The minimum you need to lock it to $25,000, regardless that if you need 5 or 10.
Right. No, 10 would be our minimum.
Right. So let's say if you do 10, what
okay.
will be how will be let's say within how long? How'd that work? Try to explain to me how this work, because
sure. Well, it kind of starts off with the term. So let's say 10,000, and then you pay. We don't have an APR. So with a line of credit, you could pay the minimum payment, and which is pretty much just the interest. We don't do that. So basically, you know what you're going to pay back. So if you borrow 10,000 and we say you pay back 12,000, then you pay us back within whatever time frame. We'll give you a few options, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, kind of whatever works best for you. So I present some terms to you, and tell you an amount, say you're approved for, we basically approve it over your sales. So what did you guys do in sales last year?
I think it was up to 306, something like that.
Okay.
A little
so,
over 300.
Yeah, to give you a rough estimate of what I can get you, I can free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So if you did over around 300,000, I can get you anywhere between 30 to 45,000 as unsecured cash, okay? Now you don't have to take that. The minimum you'd have to take would be 10, right? So if you just wanted the 10 out of the 35 or 40, you say, Jeremiah, I just need the 10,000. Okay, I can tell you, Eddie, it'll probably be around 12,000, 13,000 payback. Okay, so, and then you pay us back by paying us daily, weekly, or monthly from your checking account. So as soon as we give you the money, you start to give it to us back, whether
what's
it's
the benefit going from daily to weekly to, is there...
there is no benefit.
Any savings or...
No, there's no benefit at all. The reason why we do that, usually with our first-time buyers, is because it is an unsecured loan. We want to make sure we start getting our money back. So we start to take a little bit daily, every day, right? So there is no difference. If you added it up daily, it'll be the same amount monthly.
Oh, okay.
But you know what I mean? There's no difference. It's just broken down daily, Monday through Friday. So anytime there's a working day is when we take it out. We don't take it out on the weekends. So it'd be 5 days a week that we would take a daily payment out. So, I mean,
let's use just some numbers here.
Sure.
Let's say if I said, if you do 15.
Okay.
So if I need to pay it off that in a year, how much will be a monthly?
Okay, so let's just say...
I'm
throwing numbers out there too. So let's say you 15 and you pay back 19.5, and if you get approved for the year payback, that's divided by 21. So you're looking around $77 a day is what your payback. So if you borrowed 15 and you paid back around 19, $19,500, so around $4,000 in interest, but it's unsecured, right? So, and you don't need to fill out all this paperwork. It's literally one short application. I give you the $15,000, and then we start taking out $77 a day, Monday through Friday, for a whole year.
I have spoken to
That's how it breaks down as far as the capital goes. Okay? And the reason why it is a little bit more of a payback, like I said, Eddie, is because it's unsecured. You know, so that we don't hold...
The reason why I was asking this question is because, you know, when I try to finance the last equipment that I purchased, it was, you know, the company that sells the equipment, it's a big company in the U.S., they had, I don't know if it's a contract or whatever it is, but they use, what is this company? Balboa, I think it's?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Financial company.
Yeah, Balboa Financial. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So they do their financing part through them.
Mm-hmm.
It happened that when I financed the equipment, I was getting a better rate with my bank, with TD Bank. That's the bank that I bank with.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so I decided to listen, you know what, I'm getting better rates here, so I'm just going to stick with my bank since, you know, they do all my things here. So we did it. But it's still, you know, the guy that was my contact person for the finance part with this company, they approached me. And actually, I believe I did a loan for, I think I did it for a year or something. Okay. I paid off that already.
Yeah.
And I think it was, I don't know if it was similar. I'm not sure exactly the details. I don't remember exactly. But I know there was a monthly thing for like $700. Something like that, $700 or $800 a month, something like that.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing with your bank. If you have a loan, if you can get a good rate, I say go for it, right? I mean, I'm not saying that we're gonna be able to beat your bank because we're not, right? They're definitely a more they're gonna hold something as collateral if you don't pay them back, so they're able to charge you a better rate.
Yeah, right now the machine that obviously the machine that they financed for me, you know, they have possession. Not that they have possession, but you know.
But they right,
they all take the bank. They take it back.
Exactly.
You know, they all just take them. You know.
Exactly. And but we do the same thing. So we do have the traditional
loans.
How
quick is the application? How quick is the process from beginning to end?
So I can get you an answer. Yeah, sure. I can get you an answer from the application in about 24 to 48 hours, and I can get you funded in about 2-3 days after I get you an approval. It's very quick.
Once you start application, you're looking for like a 5 days.
Yeah, like up to a week.
Between 2 or 3 days, up to 5 working days to get a year.
5 business days, yeah.
5 business days.
Absolutely. I mean, how would you rate your credit? Is your credit pretty decent?
It's so right now.
Okay, but here, you know. This is the good news, Eddie, is that I work with people that have credit from A to D. So even people who have bankruptcy and liens, I still get the money, right? And that's why we are a little bit more expensive, because you don't have to go through a bank and try to get approval, and they're probably going to tell you no, unless they only lend to people with great, you know, really good credit, you know?
Yeah,
so for you, your credit is basically your sales. As long as we see, you know, that you got sales coming in, like I said, I can free up about 10-15%, and I can get you. And you can use the money for however you want. We don't tell you how to spend it. You can say, I want to use it for payroll. I want to use it just for cash flow, whatever you need. But it's got to make sense for you, Eddie. You got to be able to do something with the money, right? Because you're going to be paying, you know, a decent amount of interest on it.
Exactly. I mean, that's like probably that's one of those things that when you need to get something like immediately,
right?
You know,
right.
You what I'm saying? Maybe it's, you know, like a quick thing to do, like, you know, something within, you know, 3, 6, 9 months, and then, you know, you get over with it, you'll pay, and then you're done.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. You don't want to borrow it just to let it sit there in your account, right? Because
exactly,
it doesn't make sense. Yeah, but
not if you're paying that much interest.
Yeah, no, not at all. And I wouldn't recommend that at all. But if there's something that you can do to help grow your business, and it'll bring a return and it'll help you grow, it's worth it, right? Because you need cash, we can give it to you. And what's great is that we don't have like a prepayment penalty. So if you wanted to pay it off early, you could. And sometimes, most cases, you get a discount. And then as a returning customer of ours, we're able to get you, you know, better rates going forward. So it may be a little high when you first start, but as a returning customer, we want to keep you coming back to us. So we're going to give you a better rate on your second loan whenever you would need it.
Where is this company located?
We're actually located in San Diego. We've been around for about 14 years. We have an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We have over 100+ Google Plus reviews. If you look on our website, we help out businesses every day. This is what we do.
Yeah, do me a favor. Send me the information to the address that I gave you, the info@imagerycorp.com. You know, okay.
No, I'll send it over. We'll stay in touch, Eddie. And if you ever need it and you don't feel like going through a bank, man, trying to get approved, just give me a call. I can get you approved, especially if you don't have any loans out, you know, and you got $300,000 in sales. I can make something happen for you. And if you're only looking for 10 to 15, that is not going to be an issue. Like I said, I can probably get you anywhere between 30 to 45, just based off your sales.
Okay. All right, you know, that's good to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, send me the information, I'll look at it, and you know, if something, and your contact info.
Absolutely. All my contact info will be there, and if you need me, just reach out, Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice talking with you.
All right, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries. Take it easy.
Thanks. Bye.